leaders meeting with group of students. On Wednesday, 2nd of November 2022, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, had a meeting with hundreds of students on the occasion of National Students' Day and the National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance, which are commemorated in Iran both on the 4th of November each year. In this program, we discuss the leader's speech and points of view expressed at this meeting. Please stay with us. November in the Islamic Republic of Iran has been designated as the National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance. It is also Students' Day in Iran, and on Wednesday, 2nd of November, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, met with a large group of hundreds of students who sang a beautiful song for their leader. At this meeting, on Wednesday, 2nd of November 2022, Artin Saraydaran was the special guest of the leader. The mournful young child had lost three members of his family in the recent terrorist attack on Shah Charagh in the city of Shiraz in southern Iran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei started off by saying, "The first topic I want to talk about is 4th of November. Well, you have heard a lot about it. 4th of November is a historic day. It is both historic and educational. When we say it is a historic day, it means that on this day, there were events that will be recorded forever in our history. These events cannot be forgotten, and they certainly should not be forgotten. They are educational, because there have been reactions as a result of these events that serve as a lesson for us all." The leader poignantly added, "This day is an important day for us. But it also really agitates the Americans. This is a day that frustrates the Americans whenever it is commemorated. This meeting today angers the Americans. They will be agitated by it. But why? Because this day symbolizes the evil and pernicious influence of the United States and also is a symbol of American defeat. 4th of November proves that the Americans can be defeated." Knowing the enemy and the United States in particular tends to be a recurring theme in Ayatollah Khamenei's comments and remarks. From the point of view of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, the disagreements between Iran and the United States are deeply rooted and fundamental. From the leader's point of view, there is a huge gulf, a huge chasm, between US and Iranian politics and diplomacy, between US and Iranian beliefs, points of view, and historical experiences. The leader continued by saying, "Three historic events took place on 4th of November, some of which are directly related to the Americans, and others are indirectly related. One event was the exile of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, which took place on 4th of November 1964. Why was Imam Khomeini sent into exile? Because a law was ratified by direct orders of the Shah, and the parliament of those days rubber-stamped this law. According to that law, the Americans who lived in Iran were granted immunity from legal prosecution. According to this law, if an American national committed any sort of crime in Iran, they could not be legally prosecuted. So, for example, if an American happened to run someone over while driving a car, the judicial system in Iran had no right to prosecute them. Imam Khomeini did not tolerate this, of course. he gave a long speech. His voice recording and a text of his speech are available today. Because of this, he was sent into exile. This was an event that was directly related to the Americans. The second event on 4th of November was the killing of students. A number of children who were around your age were massacred, martyred in front of Tehran University. This sad event also took place on 4th of November 1978, just a few months before the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The third event, which took place exactly a year later, after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, was the students' takeover of the American embassy in Tehran, what became known as a den of espionage. During that attack, many documents were found that revealed the United States' conspiracies against the Iranian nation. These documents show what the Americans were doing during the time they were in Iran, that is, from around 1949 or 1950 onwards. It shows their conspiracies and their acts of treason against the Iranian nation. Further comments, the leader referred to the American and British-backed coup d'etat of August of 1953. On 19th of August 1953, a national government was at work. Mohammad Mossadegh's government was a national government, and the issue he had with the West was about oil. Mossadegh was neither a cleric, nor did he claim to want Islam. It was just about oil. The country's oil was in the hands of the British. He said, "Our oil needs to be nationalized. We have to control our own oil resources." That was his only crime. The Americans staged a coup d'etat, a very bizarre coup d'etat. There are some vague things about that event in my mind. I was 14 years old at the time. I have read the history behind it and I'm aware of the details. The Americans sat and conspired against Mossadegh and crafted a coup d'etat. Even though Mossadegh trusted the Americans, he trusted them, he even liked them. He thought that the US government would support him against the British, but they actually stabbed him in the back. Turning to the topic of US conspiracies and plots against Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei asked rhetorically, "Is there anything that you had the ability to do against the Iranian nation in the past four decades and that you haven't done? Whatever they didn't do was because they weren't able to do it, or because it didn't benefit them. They did whatever they were capable of doing. They supported separatist groups at the beginning of the revolution. They supported the coup d'etat attempt at Nojeh military base in Hamedan province. The Americans showed support for the blind terrorism of the Munafiqeen, the MKO terrorists, which led to the killing of thousands of martyrs across the nation. They supported the savage Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein during the eight-year imposed war on Iran. They provided Saddam with weapons, intelligence information, and aid. The war was provoked by the Americans, and they were the ones who forced Saddam to initiate the eight-year war. The Americans shot down an Iranian passenger plane, a commercial airliner, over the skies of the Persian Gulf, which resulted in the death of over 300 innocent Iranians. And they did not express any regret or apologies afterwards. They even rewarded that criminal general who shot down the Iranian commercial plane. They honored him with a medal. This is how you have treated the Iranian people. You imposed sanctions on the Iranian nation since the first year of the Islamic Revolution. You imposed the most severe sanctions that history has ever witnessed in the last few years. They admitted this themselves. They also tried to fuel unrest and sedition in Iran. They fully supported the seditionists during the unrest of 2009. Prior to that, Barack Obama wrote to me saying the US wants to cooperate with Iran. Obama was in a sense swearing that they did not wish to overthrow us. However, As soon as the sedition of 2009 began, they started to support it, in the hope that the sedition might go somewhere and bring the Iranian nation to its knees. They wanted to overthrow the Islamic Republic. This is how you treated the Iranian nation. In further remarks, the leader of the Islamic Revolution referred to America's assassination of the top Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani. The leader said, "You Americans openly declared that you killed our fearless general. You murdered him and you were proud of it and you announced that you gave the orders." Mata Soleimani was not just a national hero, he was a regional hero. Mata Soleimani played a major and unparalleled role in solving the problems of several countries in this region. You martyred this great man and his companions, Martyr Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes and several others. You supported the Zionists, the Israeli regime, which assassinated our nuclear scientists. The Israeli regime martyred our scientists one by one, and you supported them. Not only did you fail to condemn them, but you actually supported them. You have frozen billions of dollars of the Iranian nation's assets in the United States and in other countries. If this money was at the disposal of the hard-working Iranian government, like the current government, it would be able to do great things with it. But you have frozen these assets and you're keeping them. This excludes the assets that were frozen in the United States since the beginning of the Islamic Revolution. America's fingerprints can be seen in most anti-Iranian events, and they claim that they empathize with the Iranian nation. They said this again yesterday, that they sympathize with the Iranian nation. They are, of course, lying. This is complete insolence. Of course, they have shown great hostility towards us, but the Iranian nation, getting the better of them, has thwarted many of these hostilities. Some of these events are still with us. We have not forgotten them. We will never forget the martyrdom of the great general Qasem Soleimani. They know this. We have said some things about this, and we stand by our word. Well, the America of today is the same America of yesterday. The America of today is the same America of August of 1953. It is the same America that helped the Iraqi dictator Saddam. It is the same America of the past few years, with one or two important differences which we must pay attention to. First of all, the enemy's tactics have become more complex. We need to pay attention to this. The hostilities remain the same, but the method of applying these enmities is different and more complex. It is not easy to untie the knots. You need to pay attention. You need to be alert. Of course, we trust our own children, our own youth, and our own officials. We know they're capable of dealing with things that are complicated, but it is complex. This is one difference. Secondly, that day in August of 1953, and even until the beginning of the Islamic Revolution, the US was the dominant power in the world, but that is not the case today. This is one important difference. Today, the United States is not the world's dominant power. Many of the world's political analysts believe that the US is declining. It is gradually fading away. We aren't the only ones to say this, of course. We have the same opinion, but the world's political analysts are also saying it. The signs are evident. The United States' domestic problems are unprecedented in the economic, social, and moral spheres, as well as their internal conflicts and the bloodstained divisions inside the country. In further remarks, the leader of the Islamic Revolution said, "One of the things that I'm saying this now, and some other people across the world have also said it, I believe that one of the signs of Americans' decline is the election of people like the current and former president of the United States. A country of 300 million plus people, almost destroyed itself when elected president in the previous term, somebody like Donald Trump, whom the world considers to be crazy. And after he was defeated, a man like this current president comes to power, and well, you know the stories about him. This is evidence of the decline of a nation. This is evidence of the decline of a civilization. So, this really matters, and it is related to America. The United States also played an obvious role in the recent riots that took place in our country in the past few weeks. The announcement made by Iran's intelligence ministry and the IRGC intelligence organization is a very important announcement. In concluding remarks at the end of his speech, the leader of the Islamic Revolution talked about Iran's role in the new world order. The leader said, "What is Iran's role in this new order? Where will Iran be placed? What position will our dear country hold? This is the thing that you need to think about. This is what you need to prepare yourselves for. This is the thing that the Iranian youth can work on. We can have an outstanding position in this new world order. We really can. Why? Because our country has outstanding features that many other countries lack. First of all, we have very talented human resources. We have really good human resources. The intelligence and talent of young Iranians is higher than average intelligence and talent the world over. Today, we are seeing the outcomes of intelligence and talents of those who were born in the 1980s and 1990s. The young people and those who are making innovations and updates in various scientific and technological fields are allowing the country to rank among the top 4 or 5 in the world, in a number of disciplines. These are the same people who were born in the 1980s and the 1990s. Their effort is really bearing fruit today.